An olive. And the Rashi is still. Rashi did be remaskal mechuvonos. It's about halfway down the page, a little more than halfway down the page of the Rashi's. Lepachas v'lios are exactly 40 saw, not more, not less. So it's kosher because it's 40 saw. But the concern is that when the first person goes into the mikvah, as he steps out, he takes a certain amount of water on his body with. Water away from the mikveh on his body. So the second person is going into a mikveh which is less than 40 saw. The first person's tefillah removes some of the water. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if the feet of the first person are nergis b'mayim, pshas tefillah sasheni, when the second person goes into the mikveh, safa sheni is tor. The command of Mechabri Mayim Shal Harishon Lemei Mikvah Damu. We look at the water on his body, and it's connected to the mikvah, so that the mikvah still contains all of that water, which is spread out throughout his body because of the connection. So that's the Yehuda Shita, that you say by mikvah, there's such a concept of Chibur, but the Mora says, I don't know that would necessarily work by Netilas Yadayim. Because it's not a concept of Chibur, it's a concept of the Maisa. What was the Gaon's Chazal? Can you do the Maisa in two stages? Okay. Fine. Zot the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Harei Amru, we had a Gemara in Shabbos, that one of the Yudches Dover, the Chazal instituted, story when Beisham and Beisila came together. Beisham was more than Beisila. They were going to Yudches Dvorim. So one of them was to get the Hilchos Shabbos. So once it said that one over there, the Gemara listed over there all of them. So one of them was Habo Rosh Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. A person would pour on his head and his body Mayim Shuvim. So Mirabonin comes to me. The problem was that people. The mikveh was a standing body of water, and eventually it became, it's developed, whatever it developed, it was smelly, etc. So after they would go to the mikveh, they'd wash themselves off by pouring water over themselves. That was the equivalent of a shower. The problem is, eventually people started saying that the main part of the tahara process wasn't the mikveh part, it was the shower part. So who needs the mikveh part? Well, it's just the shower part. So Chazam Rusak and a person who's bought Rosh Rubah B'mayim Shuvim becomes Tomei. So they got a very clear picture that's not the Tara part. Or the Torah and Aflal Rosh Rubah Shloshan Lugim B'mayim Shuvim is Tomei. This is a tumor for Chuma purposes. So the scenario could be that it was poured on him, that was in the field up. And so that wasn't the person who intentionally poured the water upon himself, that's the first scenario, but once they were sucking, that's a source of tumah. So the next step was, even if it wasn't done intentionally, but three lugam amayim shubim fell onto the person, sees tameh. So Rabbi Yirmiya quotes this din, so then he has a question on it.
The first part was also pouring, or like a bath.
The more scenario over there was the first in his bia, which was a bath, right? Or, well, not limited to a bath, if I recall correctly. Okay, so Borobirmiya, a chetzim a bia, a chetzim in a field of my, so what's the loch take? So it stands as a question. So he went into the kli, part of his body. It wasn't And then on the part of the body which didn't go into the water, they poured the water on top. So between the two, he didn't have the bia of Rosh Aruba into Mayim Shuvim. He didn't have the nefila of his body, water all over his body. But between the two, he did. Omer Papa Hari Omru Bal Keri Chayla Shasalav Tisha Kabin Mayim is Tor. So a person who's not able to a Bal Keri Chazal instituted a tumah besides the tumah deraisa, which is in regards to taharis, etc. He's not allowed to learn until he goes to the mikvah. That's not always so easy. So Chazal puts gave him an alternate option. This din rabbanan that he can't learn Torah until he say brachas daven, learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah after he's being bal keri. They gave him an option of pouring 9 kaben of water over his body. So boy, papa chetzia ben tevila bechetzia ben asina. So he put half of his body into the mikveh, and they poured water over the other half. So the same type of question: what's the halacha? My mercy is taken. Zek Rashi, Habor Rosh Aruba. It's the last narrow line. The Rashi Kishu Tor, person who starts out being Tor, and he Rosh Aruba of water was poured b'mayim shuvim b'sech kli. He went into the kli. That's the first case. Term of the Chuma, Acha Yito. So he has to go to the Mikvah. Mikzeri Shmona Osir Dovru, he is one of the Yud Chastorim, which Chazal instituted in Perakam and himself the Shabbos. Mefarish, the Moran Shabbos explains, my time, why did they make this Takana? My time of Gazrelel, the Fisha Hoyalahem Ma'oris Suruchim Latvila. The way they kept the water, that the water shouldn't evaporate, is because there was water which was found in caves, which was gathered rainwater. It wasn't a spring which was replenishing itself and flowing away, but it was water which would gather, it would run off into these caves and then sit there. So the water became suruach. It became smelly, things that are, you know, slimy, etc. So v'lachat tefila hayurechsim b'shuvim, they would wash themselves off in water which was possible for tefila. But his skill alarmer, people started saying lo elu matarim elu elu matarim, that the tahara is not from the mikvah, it's from the shower afterwards. Because they're laying, so Chazal regards to that. No, if a person does that, or not the shower, the washing oneself in water afterwards. So Chazal goes on that. Reshuv gazu ala tor shenafalav shloshalugin mayim shuvim. Even though it wasn't in the context of mikvah, and it wasn't going into water, which is where they would wash themselves normally, but rather the water which is poured over them is also a problem. Chazal felt if we didn't add this other step, people wouldn't really take the first step seriously either. He went into a cleave half of his body. Another half of the body, water was poured in. What's the lacha? A Baal Keri, which is a chayla, so it's difficult for him to go to the mikvah, is tor by pouring tisha kaben. This is referring to a tarav ledivri tarav. In regards to words of Torah, davening, learning, etc., the esotikin tevila the balakarian, kind of shiaskim of Torah. Minaraisa, the balakari has no issur at all in learning in regards to divrei Torah, but there Ezra was misakin that he can't learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. Vikilo alachela. A person who's a chayla, they're a mekel, but instead of tisha kaben, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Going to the mikvah was the mikvah sat in the ground. So if it's the middle of January, It was very difficult for a chayla to go into the cold water, etc., or to get there, whatever the reason might be. So he was mekel that they could pour water over his body, nine kabin. I feel shubim, even though it's mayim shubim, which is, has no din of tahara at all. For this purpose, it works. And that's the Gemara Mishnah's brachas. Avol tahara lekanas the mikdash made in Rabbi Yisab. A true bona fide tahara process that he needs to remove the real tumah, regards to truma, mikdash, etc. That needs 40 saw. That we can't change that. So chetzi betfilo shenichlas chetzi b'secha mikva, val chetzi nosan test kab in shuvin. So what's the law in that case? Okay, so that's the end of the. That's the end of the Taurus discussion. Back to our sugya. Echad says, and one person says, Befarinechtav, and then a different person says, Befarinechtav. So the law is that's not acceptable. The person who says, Befarinechtav, the person says b'frayin nechtav also has to be the one who says b'frayin nechtav. Zat the Gemara, Amr of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rashi mentioned this in the Mishnah. Amr of Yerchan l'shara l'shena get yotzim itachas they shneim. They weren't both appointed shluchim to deliver the get. Okay, so they're both. It's not coming that both of them are presenting the get. They're not. Only one is a shliach. If both of them are the shluchim on the get, if both of them are holding the get, so we see that, we know that, Rashi says, we see them actually delivering it together. So it's kosher. Okay, so even though one is saying b'farei nechtav, one is saying b'farei nechtav, so the one who said b'farei nechtav did not say b'farei nechtav. So according to Rava, that really that which Chazal were lenient that allowed one person to say b'farei nechtav is only because we have a hecker by the fact that he's also saying b'farei nechtav, which was also the normal requirement. Well, here the person who said b'farei nechtav didn't say that. So people don't necessarily associate the b'farei nechtav of the other person to this person's b'farei nechtav. They just see, he say he did kiyum shtar, one person. So how could it be acceptable? So the Mora says, what are we forced to say? Alma Kasabar, that Rabbi Yochanan, who said this then, holds that two people bring a get, there's no need b'farei nechtav, b'farei nechtav at all. So whatever you do is kosher, because you don't need to do anything. How so? Because the problem is you need Edim and Sim L'Kaima. Well, you have two Edim. Even though they didn't necessarily witness the Chasima, they recognized the signatures. They came from the Nisayam, a good chance they recognized the signatures. They're not staying forever. But if you want to make Kaim the Get, go to make Kaim the Get tomorrow. Go to Bezin and be make Kaim the Get. So there's no need for Befarei Nechtav, Befarei Nechtav at all. So therefore, the Mishnah says, whatever they do is fine. That's only if both came as a unit, so we know that there's two people. But if one came as a sheikh, another guy happened to come along, that wasn't the dakana remains in force, and he has to say Befarei Nechtav, Befarei Nechtav. But if two people brought, in that scenario, they never required mitzilah that they have to witness anything, that they have to later on testify about it, because we have the solution intrinsically in the situation. So, Shnaim, Shavio get me, Dinasayam, Ein Shechen Shiarmu, Befaneinu Nechtav, Ubefaneinu Nechtav. They don't need to say anything at all. Okay, so Omerlei, now the gears on the side is not a baya, but Ravasi, so it's an Omerlei. It can't be a Abai that never was not alive in the time of Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's two strikes against him. So the Gifl Ravasi. What do you have? Ravami? What do you have?
Ravasi
makes sense. Just generations-wise, Ravasi would make sense. Okay. Interesting. Okay. My print, the Asi.
Oh, where the Asi?
You see on the side it says,
yes.
Yep. The printing is pretty bad. It's hard to tell that it's a sum of. But so the next person came along and fixed it. Read it wrong. Okay.
But it says Va'ayin Hashlamos. So.
Okay, maybe. Where's the Hashlamos?
Somewhere.
Okay. Okay. Amalei, so somebody said to Rabbi Yochanan, El Me'atza. Okay, so 1 second. The next case of the Mishnah, the Sefer, Shnaim Arm Befrenu Nechtav, Be'echad Arm Befrenu Nechtam, is possible. Yehuda's Machshir. Okay.
One says Befanayin.
One, there's two people say they saw the Ksiva, and one person says they saw the Chasima is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Shneimer mefanenu nechtav, vecher mefanenu nechtam, possible. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. So according to your thought process, we have to say time and then again yotz b'tachas yidei shneim. That's all talking about and not both shluchim. Haget yotz b'tachas yidei shneim. Is Machshir Rabbanon? Okay, the Rabbanon are Machshir. So the case of which has to be that these two people said, "Faneinu Nechtav," only one was a shliach, because both are shluchim. We don't need to say anything. So there's nothing. Whatever you say is okay. So the case that comes at this postal has to be a case that they weren't both shluchim. Amla Inya, he says, "Yeah, you're right." So the Mor says, "V'chi ein get yotzei b'tachas yidei shneihem b'may pligi." So, what's the only one person who brought it, and he did not. So now, let's get the story straight. Two said b'farei nechtam, one said b'farei nechtam. The one who said b'farei nechtam was either the shliach or not. So if he was, so the shliach said b'farei nechtam, b'farei nechtam. So it has to be that the one who said b'farei nechtam wasn't the shliach. So Sheikh said b'farei nechtam. So Chum said, "It's possible." The Jews know it's kosher. What do you mean it's kosher? Why is it kosher? Right?
Is it going to into a case where shliach points another shliach, so the second one can't say b'farei nechtam?
So the Mordechai talk about it, and what happens is that the person at the time of appointing the second shliach, he has to do it in Beis Din. And he has to give his statement in the Bezin as he appoints the second Shliach. And now, the Gemara doesn't say this. I would assume that then Bezin would write up a mice to Bezin. You know, that when the second Shliach comes to deliver the get, they don't know, the Bezin there doesn't know what happened along the way. So they would produce some type of a document to he would take along to prove that he had done that. Okay, so the Mor says, what's the machloikas? Only one person brought it, and that person did not say the way he's supposed to, so why hakar b'hudu b'makshir? See if you learn like that, not like you, that the din of the mission applies even if the person, even if they're both shluchim. The shluchim have to say b'farei nechtav, u'b'farei nechtav, both of them. So now we understand, they're both shluchim. Both shluchim said b'farei nechtav, and only one of the shluchim said b'farei nechtav. The Chum says it's possible. He says, no, that case is okay. Okay, I understand the machlokes. But according to the way you're learning, that the case of Mishnah was that only one was a shliach, and the non-shliach said, the shliach only said b'farei nechtav, and the non-shliach said b'farei nechtav. So what's the argument that Yehuda should be machshir that? So Mor says, Mar Sava Gazrina Dilma Os the Chluba Vikim Shars Dalma. Be'nechad. Mar Sava Lo Gazrina. So, the Maisa, an Eirecha walked into Beis Din, it said, B'fanei Nechta. Right? So, I mean, there's somebody over here. That this person said in Farinet, he didn't say in Farinet. I'm sorry. Rashi learned in the Mishnah, and I'm saying this wrong, that there's three people involved over here. The two people said Befarei Nechta, but one said Befarei Nechta was a third person. So the question was that all three should be Shluchim. Okay. The Hanukkah says it's possible. So the Morse said, in the case of all three are Shluchim, there's no argument. It has to be that they're not all three Shluchim. That's what Rechon is saying. So the person that said Nechtam, let's say for argument's sake, was the Shliach, but he didn't say Befarei Nechtam. So the Chum says it's possible. Rechon says the Maisa, this Shliach is in Befarei Nechtam, was said in a Maimon in Bezdin where there was also Edus on Befarei Nechtam, which that's unusual. So we will not confuse this with Kiyam Shtoris the Alma. So really, Befarei Nechtam of the Shliach is good enough. The only problem is we can't allow it without Befarei Nechtav because people will confuse it with Kiyam Shtoris and say you can do Kiyam Shtoris to one person. Rehuda says over here they will not make that mistake because of the fact that we required having other people here saying Befarei Nechtav. Fine. Version number one. Bifneinu Nechtav. With the base, yeah. See Rashi. Shein get your tzimtachos they stand. It says Zayin and Aleph at the bottom. Shein Hashneim Shluchim Baba Osoy. Both are not shluchim. How much time should you get? El echad heviu. So one person was the one who brought it. So tzarcha maybe learn from Befarei Nechtav. Befarei Nechtav. Mizeli Omer. The shliach didn't say what he's supposed to say. I will get yirtzim bebezin mitachzad shneim. Shneim adukim boy ushneim shluchim. They both present the bezin as shluchim, and we see that because they're both carrying the get. So over there, it's kosher. Alba Gavdol Klum Kamri. It's kosher even if they don't say anything at all. So the Chara Tzuchu the Meimer Tavayu. When one person presents, he has to say Befarei Nechtav and Befarei Nechtav. One. The Loy Litlefu Kiyam Shtoris Da'alma. But over here, if it's two presenting it, and they don't say anything at all, it's okay. The whole reason why Chazal made instituted this din of Befarei Nechtav and Befarei Nechtav is because there's not the place where he's delivering the get, people will not recognize the signatures. So there's Adam there. So that's why it's kosher. So Rashi says, I have a question. Mikasha. Kiven, the Soib Shnayim, hey, you mean you have two people, the case of the mission was that two people came with the get, only one being a Shliach. That's a problem. Both are Shluchim. Now we say there's no need to refer to Befarei Nechtav at all, because there's Adim. Well, in the first case, also there are Adim. There's a Shliach and the other guy. Kiven, the Soib Shnayim, hey, so two people brought the get from a din of yam. Only one was a shliach, and the other guy was his companion. That's a problem. But there's two people. Mali shneiam shluchim, and mali echad meiam. Perei edim mitzvim l'kaimoy. So Rashi says, no, that's not a kasha. Lo plug rabbanon bein bo im chaburas anoshim lebo yechidi. Once they chazal were masakin that a single shliach who brings a get, we do not differentiate. He becomes by himself, or he comes with a group of people. But he's the shliach. That's the tikkun. So loy pluk. Then mafkin rabbanik beela. The people don't lamuchamilsa. It's not obvious that those people are connected. So that's already going to be We don't see that as a distinct, separate type of a case that we can give it a different din. Because if in that case you're going to allow the shliach not to say fanetam v'netam, they're going to have people not say fanetam v'netam when he's the only person come by himself. They don't understand the difference. The fact that there's other people there. That's being bosel hachshir as that. Yeah, actually, as that. If you're going to allow no statement on the shliach's part when he comes with a group, there'll be machshir no statement on the shliach's part when he doesn't come with a group, and that's a problem. Of his name, Hiviu. But both people bring it as shluchim. Milsa the mucha, v'lo shchicha he v'lo yachar be'rabbanan. Okay. The shluchim of the Rashi. Same thing. Tani plugged to the Rabbi Huda rabbanan al karcha b'she'ena get yetsu midachas de shneim. Who? Because according to you, the shneim shluchim machshir rabbanan. The rabbanan will be machshir. Both are shluchim. Even though their mirror was not set properly, no problem. They don't have to say anything anyway. But if the case is not both shluchim, but my plegi yehal be'echad mivioi who loy armor ketigun chachamim, and my kamachshir Rabbi Huda, how can Rabbi Huda be machshir if the shlit didn't say what he's supposed to say? So more answers. The Tarakama Saber, Abisha get Yotzim mitachas yedei mitachas eira chasima. So the shliach is the one who was made. It said refalin nechtam. Vashliach hemnu rabbanon kitrei, and he's believed. But the problem is, there's no refalin nechtam. Why do you need that? We shouldn't confuse it with kiyum shtaris da'alma. Well, you have people saying that, but those people aren't shluchim. So does that count to solve the problem? But since there is a pair of witnesses being made on the ksiva, that creates perception in people's mind that this is not your regular kiyum shtaris, and they will not confuse it with kiyum shtaris and allow kiyum shtaris to one person.